Good morning. With us on a Monday morning, our political observer, Alan Chartuck. Hooray. What a weekend, though. A beautiful weekend.
Beautiful, and beautiful.
You've been going town hopping.
Yeah, we were in the beautiful little town, Hudson River town of Tivoli in New York on Saturday. Roselle and I take town trips. We like to walk around. And then Valencia on Sunday. And Valencia's neat. It really is. It's got the wonderful breakfast place and all kinds of antique shops and very, very nice. Both towns were great.
Come out to Voorheesville, where the village is hopping and getting the park ready. And
sure. You just tell me what to do and we'll do it.
Well, also, over the weekend, we're hearing about, well, a fun drive coming up, Alan, and a lockbox that's being filled up.
You are so right. Well, last time was such a great success, David, that I'm sure everybody wants to replicate it. The on-air portion of the fun drive was cut down to 3.5 days. Look, I have no apologies to make for a longer fun drive simply because we have to do it. We have enough listeners, so if everybody puts in a little something. But now we have this lockbox. It's been a terrific invention. It's much imitated by other radio stations and it really had tremendous results. So if everybody goes to WMC.org, just clicks on the lockbox and puts a little something in, we'd be done. And we're doing fairly well already.
Let's go to some of the political news of the day. Hearing in the New York Times that Dean Skelos, the New York Senate leader, Republican, and his son Adam are said to face arrest this week, could be as early as today.
Well, look, whether they ran afoul of the law or not is something that the courts and juries are going to have to decide, assuming that they're indicted. However, what we saw was that Sheldon Silver literally was forced to step aside because it would have been unseemly for an indicted politician. And he did step aside, although he kept his seat. I suspect the same thing might happen with Skelos. Look, it's a very close Senate. It's nothing like the Assembly, which is, you know, basically Democratic now by huge margins. The Senate is 1 or 2 votes, and we know that not only is there a possibility here, as we are hearing today, of an indictment for Skelos, but also his deputy is already indicted, Mr. Libous. So this could really spell disaster for the Republicans who are trying everything they can to hold on to the Senate and who will have to face an election in which Hillary Clinton will probably be the candidate, and therefore New York will go wildly blue and probably bring in a lot of people who could not be brought in the last time in the by-elections. So the Senate is in a tough space. The Republicans really must be scratching their heads trying to figure out what they have to do in order to keep it.
And what does this do to the power structure, Alan? The supposed 3 men in a room and the idea of stay tuned.
Well, as you know, Pete Bharara, the fighting U.S. attorney, said stay tuned. He'd been criticized by some for going outside by being too vehement in his remarks about 3 men in a room being basic to the corruption in Albany. I happen to agree with him, of course. So now you have the potential of 2 of the 3 men down. Dot, dot, dot.
Our political observer, Alan Chartuck, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Welcome.